In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governing in Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in the Galilee to Judea and Bethlehem and to the town of David, because he belonged to the house of the line of David. He also went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in clothes and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn.
Amen. Brother Jeremiah.
If you'll turn to page 265, we'll sing the first Noel. Last verse. Then let us all with one accord sing praises to our heavenly Lord that hath made heaven and earth of naught, and with his blood mankind hath brought.
Jeremiah, can we have a greeting right quick?
Yes, sir.
Let's take a few moments and greet each other in the name of verses 8 through 14, and let's let Brother Walter Bates read that for us. Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. Brother Marco will hold the mic for you, or you can hold the mic yourself.
Oh. Okay. In the same region, shepherds were staying out in the fields and keeping watch at night over the flock, their flock. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you the good news."
I am reading in the right area, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, good.
Through the end of 14.
Okay. Don't be afraid, for look, I proclaim to you the good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today, a Savior who is Messiah, the Lord, was born for you in the city of David. This will be a sign for you, and you will find a baby wrapped snugly in cloth and lying in the feeding trough. Suddenly, there was a multitude of heavenly hosts with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to the people he favors."
You'll turn to page 250, we'll sing "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Above thy deep and dreamless And it came about when the angels had gone away from them into heaven that the shepherds began saying one to another, "Let's go straight to Bethlehem then and see this thing that has happened, which is the Lord has made known to us." And they came in haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger.
If we could please have our ushers come down and receive this evening's offering. A couple of fine ushers there.
As we celebrate tonight, sing these songs, and read this passage of Scripture, we want to be reminded that as we're taking up our offering, if we designate our gifts, either cash gifts or check gifts, to Paul and LaDonna Gill, we can write Asia Manna on the offering envelope, or we can write Asia Manna on the memo of the check, and those funds will be designated to our Asia Manna Christmas offering this December. So we continue to take that up. We've been taking it up the whole month of December. Paul and LaDonna Gill have been with us, given a great report,
amen,
been a great source of encouragement, allowing us to be a part of what they're doing.
That's right.
Very encouraging to us, and we want to touch people in Southeast Asia with the gospel, with Bibles, with aid for orphans, with different building projects. We want to do all of that as we help strengthen those churches and ultimately get out the gospel. So
amen.
Be reminded that we're still taking that offering up. All right. Thank you. If we could get Brother John Thornhill to read for us Luke chapter 2, verses 17 through 20.
And then when they had seen this, they made known the statement which had been told them about this child. And all who heard it wondered at the things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds went back, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as had been told them.
You're more than welcome to. If you want to go down, you're more than welcome to go down.
Dad, hurry up. Help the ladies.
Merry Christmas.
Christmas.
What a beautiful time of year. What a beautiful bride of Christ we have here this evening. And it's our second Christmas together as a pastor and folks. Amen?
Amen.
That's great. I think last time we tried to do this candlelight thing, I was so fresh on the field and getting here. I wanted to preach, and I think I ended up preaching about 15, 20 minutes too long for a Christmas Eve candlelight service. About a 45-minute long message, and when you come together on Christmas Eve candlelight, it's just about family. Amen? And so we dress it that way, and we love each other, and we hug each other's necks. I want to take you through something. Hopefully, we can go through this next December. If the Lord tarries and He hasn't raptured His church, I believe we're in the last days, the end times, and we may not see another year. We may see another year. Who knows? But anyway, I want to take you through what's called an Advent wreath. We've got an Advent wreath tonight, and there is a lighter up here, one of those long pistol grip looking candle lighters. And if I ask you to come up and light a candle, Roger and Lois, if I ask you to come up and light a candle, you'll be first up, Roger and Lois. If I ask you to come up, there's a safety on that dude. It's on the top, so you have to hold it in with your thumb and then pull with your finger. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Well, so if I have to help you, I'll help you. It's okay, but we've got that thing up here. I want us to think about this Advent wreath. There's five candles there. It symbolizes God's never-ending love. I mean, when we think about God the Father, we think about the Godhead Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. I mean, there is a never-ending love that He has for His humanity. These five candles shed light on the meaning of Christmas. Now, traditionally, what we have here are three purple candles. Those purple candles represent hope, peace, and love, and a pink candle representing joy. Those four candles surround that white candle that sticks up just a little bit ever so higher than the other four, and that candle represents Christ. And we say what to that? Amen. Church families and individual families light the four outside candles on the four Sundays preceding Christmas, and then they light the Christ candle on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. How many of you have ever done an Advent wreath candle? Anybody? I've got a hand over here. All right. A couple of you. All right. Well, it'll be new for you, but be a new tradition. Amen. About 3 or 4 years, you won't want to get rid of it. Oh, we're going to do that. We're going to do that candle light. Don't tell them. Yeah, we're doing it. Right? All right. So we started tonight. We birth a new sacred cow. Amen. In the tradition of the church, here it is, and there she is, man. So we're going to get going tonight, and we'll light all five candles in their usual sequence. If Roger and Lois would come up at this time, and the pistol grip safety on the top candle lighter is there behind, we're going to light, guys, the first candle. And it's the purple candle, and you can pick whatever purple candle you'd like to light. That candle represents hope. Everybody say hope.
Hope.
Amen. There you go. Hope is lit. All right, let's give the Lord a hand for His hope. Amen.
Amen.
Hope. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 through 7 reads this. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there will be no end, upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forward, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. And as we think about this candle of hope, the first one lit tonight, Jesus the Christ came as a baby to a world in need of hope. And as we sit here this evening, as we sit here in this comfortable sanctuary, with friends, with family, with church all around us, church folks all around us, folks. If we are saved tonight, we have a hope like no other. Amen. Amen. The second candle tonight is the candle of peace. And if I could get, I want Miss Sharon, yeah, and Mom, you guys come up. All right? Miss Bicky and Miss Sharon, you girls come on down. And we're lighting another purple candle. It is the candle of peace. Candle of peace. There you go. Outstanding. Everybody say peace.
Peace.
Outstanding, man. That's right. Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 1 and taking it through verse 11. Kind of a lengthy scripture. Listen as I read the Word of God. You're more than welcome to turn there, Isaiah chapter 40, beginning in verse 1. The Word of our Lord writes, Isaiah the prophet, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, in the time of the Old Testament. Chapter 40, verse 1 says, comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Verse 6. The voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Verse 9, O Zion, that brightest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem, that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength. Lift up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Amen, church. Peace. A second purple candle. We honor the Prince of Peace here this evening. And if you're saved tonight and Jesus has touched you in your heart, you've been convicted of sin, and you have laid that sin of unbelief down. You have led that sin of rebellion down, and you have picked up the wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who took on human flesh to come and die for you on a cross. If you've picked Him up, and you've invited Him into your life, into your heart, to be your personal Savior and Lord, I want you this Christmas, no matter what is going on in the world around you, no matter what has been taken away from you, no matter whatever loss you've experienced, I want you to rest in the peace of Jesus tonight. Amen? Amen. We light the third candle this evening. It's the pink candle. I'm going to ask Miss Stephanie and Miss Aubrey to come up, and Miss Lily can come with her. All right? And we're lighting that front candle there, my sweetie pie. All right. Thank you, dear. All right. And everybody says joy?
Joy.
Joy. Amen. As Brother Walter was reading the Luke passage in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 14, talking about the light and what must have been going on as it shone The joy as that light pierced the darkness that those folks felt. That even the animals, if animals can feel joy, I bet they felt some joy, right? With the presence of Almighty God around them. We celebrate tonight the Christ who brings us joy. And then we come to this third purple candle. It's a candle that represents love. I want to ask Brother Mike and Karen Tate if they'll come and light our last purple candle. It's in the back there, and they can bring that fine young man with them. All right. Very good. Outstanding. All the way to the back there, Brother Mike. That candle didn't want to light. Brother Mike was thinking the pastor put a trick one in there. Love. Everybody say love.
Love.
Amen. You know, you feel the love here. You feel the love here. People have a genuine love for one another. There's a warmth here. We praise God for that. But let's don't ever forget where that love emanates from. Let's don't ever forget who loved us first. Let's don't ever forget who gives us the ability to do that kind of loving.
Amen.
Yeah, it's Jesus, isn't it? Isaiah chapter 52, verse 7 reads this. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. Isaiah 52, 7, all the way from Isaiah, prophet Isaiah, major prophet in the Old Testament, all the way from there, you can make a bridge from there, all the way to John chapter 3, verse 16, which reads, and we all know it, it's inscribed on our hearts. We've seen it so many times and read it so many times. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him has that trusting, places his faith in kind of belief. Not just a head knowledge belief. Not just, yeah, I know Jesus lived, and yes, I know Jesus died, and yes, I know Jesus was born of a virgin, and yes, I know Jesus resurrected on the third day. And yes, I know Jesus ascended back to heaven. And yes, I know Jesus makes intercession for me and for you and for all the saved folks. But friend, we take Jesus and we place Jesus. We believe in him in such a way that we place him on the throne of our heart, on the throne of our life. We put him in charge. We say, Jesus, this is your life. We say, Jesus, I am yours to use. We say, Jesus, you're not only my Savior, my fire insurance, but you are in charge. You are the Lord, the Master of my life. That's the kind of belief that pistos in the Greek here in John 3:16 is talking about. It's not an easy believism. It is a deep trust. Well, we thank God for his unconditional love tonight. And that leaves us with one candle, doesn't it? It's a white candle, isn't it? Yes, and the person that gets to light this one tonight is a special person to each and every one of us. We're blessed to know this person. We're blessed to have been members with this person for so many years. And this person that gets to light it is Miss Margie. Now, Miss Margie's not coming up here, but the candle's coming to Miss Margie. Amen? All right. Miss Margie, here it comes. And Miss Ann is going to help you light it. See, Pastor Steve's got a plan. The white candle travels, my friend. There it is. So Miss Ann's going to help you. And you guys get to lighten that thing. All right. Amen. All right. Outstanding. Thank you, Miss Margie. Thank you. Amen. Now, if the pastor can get it back there in one piece, there we go. Don't breathe. All right. Very good. And everybody says Christmas Eve. Amen. Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve. Isaiah chapter 9, chapter 2. And you notice as we have gone through the different candles, so many passages in the Old Testament, so many passages in Isaiah. Next year it'll be another prophet. The year after that it'll be another prophet. Why? Why do we go back to the Old Testament? Because God's Word is true. Jesus has been spoken of from the book of Genesis all the way through the history books, all the way through the wisdom literature, all the way through the major prophets, all the way through the minor prophets. It's nothing but Jesus. He's coming. There's going to be a cross. There's going to be this incredible pinnacle of the age. God is going to come down to you. Oh, friend, you can't get to Him, but He's coming to you. And praise the Lord, we're on the backside of it. Not looking to it, we're looking back at it. But we're here in the middle, in the church age, from the cross, in the church age, looking forward to the second advent. And I want to tell you, Jesus is coming back. Your Bible speak of it over and over again. Not just about a first advent, but a second advent. And I want to tell you, friend, I believe the second advent is drawing close. It's at least a day closer than it was yesterday. Amen? And we praise the Lord for that. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 3 says, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." Boy, if we're saved tonight, we can say that. We've seen a great light. "Those who dwelt in the land of the shadow of death, upon them a light has shined." I want to tell you, before I was saved, I walked in a shadow of death. Oh, I was young. Oh, friend, I didn't have near the wrinkles, had a whole lot more hair. My teeth were all intact, no arthritis in my knees, but I was walking in the shadow of death. I was as good as dead until Jesus came into my life. Amen. Friend, I want to tell you, I was walking in that shadow of death, but upon them a light has shined. Verse 3 in Isaiah chapter 9 says, "You have multiplied the nation and increased its joy. They rejoice before you according to the joy of harvest, as men rejoice when they divide the spoil." And as we think about this wreath and the candles that we have lit tonight, we end where we began in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." We celebrate the Christ who is the light of the world. And how we're going to celebrate that tonight, we're going to come down and we're going to get a candle out of one of these two boxes here on the front pew. And we're going to walk by the Advent wreath. Brother Jeremiah is going to cue up some Christmas music, some very appropriate music for us to light the candles by. And then as he gets that queued up, he's going to make his way forward. And when we all got our candles lit, that's going to go down. He's going to lead us in. What's the song, Brother Jeremiah? Amen. We've got it tonight. If we've got Jesus, sunshine in my soul. So if you all stand and begin to make your way down. And if you got little ones, kind of help them out there if you could. And before we start lighting them, Mr. Trevor Lee, let's make sure that everybody's got one so that when we do light them, we can kind of pass the light around and we can get them lit pretty quick. We don't want to have a whole bunch of folks that have had candles lit for 2 or 3 minutes. So let's get the candles passed out. Y'all come down. Candles are here. Trevor, why don't you hold a box, buddy? Trevor, why don't you hold a box and make your way down? Brother Roger can help you there. Yes, sir. good turnout tonight. I want to thank you for your attendance and your presence here. Jesus loves you. We love you here at New Hope. Okay, I think we've got enough that have candles in their hands. Let's go ahead and commence the lighting. Just come on up and get you some fire. Pass that fire around. Pass the light of the world around. And Miss Lori, we thank you working the lights back there. Somebody's got to be back there on them. We thank you for that, girl.
Amen.
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 We love Miss Lori for that, don't we?
Yes.
No, we want you to stay up here. Stay up here. But hey, let's stay apart so that we don't catch each other on fire. Let's have enough space that way. So we can fill the sides, we can fill the center aisle, okay? You want to come up on the stage? You're more than welcome to come up on the stage. No, sir, I'm fine.
All right, we'll close out on page 747 in the hymnal. It'll be on the screen also. It's our last hymn for this evening.
Amen, brother.
There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky. For Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, when the peaceful, happy moments roll, when Jesus shows his smiling face. There is sunshine in my soul. There is music in my soul today, a carol to my King. And Jesus listening can hear the songs I cannot sing. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine. Sunshine in my soul. There is gladness in my soul today, and hope and love and praise for blessings which he gives me now, for joys in future days. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sun. Sunshine in my soul.
Now very carefully take and cup that light and extinguish it for us. Blow it out without blowing wax all over your neighbor's hair. Okay? All right? Amen? And hold those guys just a little bit. Let that wax kind of start to coagulate. And then you can set them back in the boxes. We're almost through tonight. We're going to have Brother Mike and Karen come down. We're going to have a special prayer for them as we close out our service. And then you'll be free to go tonight. You can greet each other and hug necks and do all that you need to do. Stay as long as you want. We're off. It's Christmas Eve. Amen. So you stay as long as you want. All right, Brother Mike and Karen, if we could get y'all down front. And if we could have our church family kind of stay down front as we gather around Brother Mike and Miss Karen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Roger. Thank you, brother. Thank you, Bobby. Yeah, just slide that back. You can begin to blow those out, brother, if you'd like. Yeah, amen. Amen. Boy, we have, we hurt together as a church family. We celebrate together when we have, additions. We have new babies born. Someone gets baptized. There's somebody that gets saved and is birthed into the kingdom of God. We celebrate all those things, but we don't sweep under the rug those tragedies in our lives and pain that comes. We share that. We shoulder that. We try to bear that with one another. And we have lost as a church family, and Karen and Mike have lost from their family a dear, faithful church member. And Brother Bill has lost his wife, 60-something years of marriage. And our hearts are heavy, and we have a void, we have a hole in us right now. And but we rejoice in this. Miss Dorothy loved Christmas. Her most favorite holiday of all the holidays, Christmas, the birth of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And so Karen made a very appropriate remark that it's kind of an appropriate thing that God would call her home this time of year. I guess there was an opening in the choir. Amen? Amen. And she's filled that with a glorified body and with a glorified voice. And absent from the body is present with Jesus. Amen. So let's bind our hearts together and lift them up in prayer as they go through this time, as they begin this time of mourning and grief, as they carry it on through for quite a ways. We want to undergird them with prayer tonight. Our Heavenly Father, we come to You, Lord, and we thank You for the blessings of life. And Lord, we think about these kids and grandkids that Brother Bill and Miss Dorothy, that You have blessed them with. And Lord, as we think about the pain and the loss of having a loved one transition on to You, we think about the blessings and the joys and things that come from our children and our grandkids, Lord. And we think about the gospel and the Bible and salvation that we get to pass on from generation to generation. We're thankful that Miss Dorothy was a faithful servant, that she was a faithful steward of the truth that You gave her. She celebrated You, Lord, and she's celebrating You now. And Lord, as we stand here tonight and binding our hearts with Mike, Karen and Brother Bill and their family, Lord, we just pray You comfort them. Your Holy Spirit would just flood their hearts and soothe their nerves and their souls and take their anxious thoughts. And Lord, as they go through all the different emotions here in the next couple of months, we just pray that You just walk with them through it as You promised to do. You're a friend that sticks closer to us than a brother. We're so blessed to have You in our lives as Savior and Lord. And Father, we just call out to You now and pray a special prayer of comfort and healing. And Lord, just help them get through it. We know they don't get over it, but we just pray You help them get through it. Help them go on and continue the fight, continue the battle, continue the race. We celebrate the race that Miss Dorothy has won. And Lord, we celebrate the fact that she's run her race well. And she's home in heaven with You now. And we praise You and thank You for that. And God's people said, amen. Amen. Give these guys a hug and you are dismissed. Amen. All right.